Welcome to Through the Moonless Night on Radio Valencia. That was some Necromantia, some solid old school Greek black metal. They only have a bassist in that band. There's no guitars. Although, that's not true. There's some guitars in the, some solos, I think. I'm not totally sure if that's guests or what. I'm actually not a huge fan of theirs, frankly. Not as in I don't like them, but as in I've just never really given them a solid shot. So I actually just picked up that album last week from a local record store, from Amoeba. It's Scarlet Evil Witching Black, and I got the goofy-ass reissue from, like, 2005, the one that has, like, I guess two vampires. One of them is a erotic woman who's, like, touching her boobs and, like, staring with a really derpy face. And then this man who just like, screaming in the background. It's really, it's that awful fucking mid-2000s, honestly, late 90s, I think, is when it maybe started, but, man, the, like, design decisions in that era are questionable, especially considering the fact that the actual album cover, the one from 1995, is, like, beautiful and just really awesome, like, hand-painted. I mean, this one looks painted, too, but it's, you know, probably digitally enhanced, but just hand-painted. It's just really, like, surreal and, you know, just like a really bizarre landscape, and then they decide to reissue it with this god-awful cover. But, you know, it's kind of beautiful in its own way. Welcome to the night. Oh, yeah, and that was Pretender to the Throne is the song. So, got a whole bunch of interesting stuff tonight. Probably a little more non-metal representation than usual. Not overwhelmingly, but I don't know, maybe three or four songs tonight will be adjacent to metal, not quite full-on, and the next track is actually an example of that. It is on Tour de Garde, which is a metal, black metal label, but it's a new one from this band Rune Boy out of the UK. They just put this out. It's actually not out yet. They just put it on their YouTube. I think it might be second album, or I don't know. They put out a bunch of tapes. It's kind of that, like, punk, oi, you know, rock and roll, experimental. You know, it's kind of all in that, like, sphere. Just really, like, naturalistic, but also, you know, grassroots kind of sounding, you know, oi type stuff. So, the album is great. I've listened to it like three or four times in the last day. It's called Call for the Countryside, and this is a song called English Rain Part 3. I think this is the song. I had to rip it off of YouTube, so I'm not totally sure if this is the track because they didn't timestamp it, but I think this is English Rain Part 3 from Rune Boy. So let us get into it right now. And yeah, thanks for listening if you're checking in.
Yeah.
actually did not mean to do a voice break right there, so we're going to just go into the next song. Sorry about that. This is some Akrakaka. sound fucked up to anyone, not in a good way. I'm going to have to test during one of the, when I'm playing a CD or digital. That was incinerated off of their LP, Lobotomize, but I was playing that on the turntable and it sounded really fuzzy and distorted and bad and not in the way that it's supposed to sound, at least in the studio. So hopefully that's not what people heard over the internet waves, but I'll have to check on that. There's two turntables here. The one I was using, I feel like in the past has also kind of sounded fucked up, but I don't know. We'll have to see. I might do the other one for the next few vinyl tracks I play. So yeah, that was a hopefully not fucked up for you version of Executed, the last track on Lobotomize from Incinerated. I didn't usually, when I prep my tracks for the show, I do a little bit of research or a little bit of like sharpening up on the bands. You know, I generally know a thing or two about the songs I'm going to play. For this one, I want to say they're from Australia, and I also want to say that they're tied to that band Rawhead, another really great kind of gory. I mean, Rawhead's gore grind. This one's somewhere around death grind, Mortician, whatever you want to call that, Mortician ripoff sound, but done extremely well. I think the bands are tied. Incinerated, though, just so good, and they really hope that they put out something new. I think that album came out in, like, 2017. Before that was Akrakaki, or Akrakaka, however you say that in British. That was Marguerite and Gretchen off of Decades of Devil Worship, their live album from a couple years back, and it's most of their first, I think it's all of their first album, maybe a few tracks off of Goat of Mendez. Just a really great live, honestly, just a great live album. I think it's from 2007, so it was that Antichrist era. I would argue their peak, although I do think that their return album from 2017 was awesome as well, and, you know, kind of didn't really make a big splash when it came out, and I feel like it should have, because, you know, they sort of dropped the whole devil 80s, you know, B-horror kind of thing, and just kind of went for a more introspective themes and aesthetics. But, I mean, the sound of their music is, like, the same. You know, it's basically them right where they left off with Antichrist, and just super good, progressive, weird, black death metal. I think, I mean, I will defend their whole discography. I think that they're incredible, and I think that they're super underrated. I mean, the people who like them really like them, but, you know, I think that they deserve a lot more widespread appeal. I think, like, I was looking at them on Spotify recently, and they have, like, 6,000 monthly listeners or something, which is just crazy to me. Like, they should definitely be in the hundreds of thousands. Who am I kidding? I don't really care about Spotify. They can go fuck themselves. Cauterized Torso was before that. That was off of Painless Disfigurement. I believe that's on Head Split. I played another one off of that label last week, and that was one of my favorites from last year. It's kind of like a Carcass meets, like, old Carcass meets old Incantation, and just really great stuff there. Again, Cauterized Torso. And then before that, we had Skookaheim. That was Andacht off of the compilation Some Lade Verker, which I believe is just a complete compilation of everything that that dude did, or at least everything that he released. And so just really great, straightforward Norwegian black metal, but contemporary, made to sound like it came out in like 94, but, you know, circa, I don't know if this, I think this one was like 2015, maybe, the specific song. Good stuff. And then, yeah, before that was Rune Boy. I think I kind of fucked up the timing on that, but so I think you got to hear a little bit of the prior song plus English Rain Part 3. So definitely going to be picking that up when that comes out. Super good stuff. Moving into some more gory shit. So Sanity's Dawn. This is Maggot Farm, and it's off of their split with Fuck I'm Dead. This is Through the Moonless Night. Thanks for listening. That was some Noctuary, a band that I had never actually heard of until a couple weeks ago. I just ended up kind of blind buying this. It was sitting in a used bin, and it had a cool cover. I actually don't even know what I'm looking at on this cover. It's like a skeleton. Oh, he's like embracing Jesus. Maybe they're... Are they a Christian band? What the fuck? Christian band. Oh, wait, they're not. Okay. Well, either way, I don't judge here. Actually, I do. But this is a late 90s California-based black metal band. Again, I picked it up total blind buy. It was, like, super cheap, and I saw it was from the late 90s, and I figured, what the hell, give it a shot, and it was actually pretty good. I thought that, I mean, it's still kind of like middle of the road. I don't think it's necessarily like, you know, mind-blowing. I think they're not necessarily widely known for a reason, because it's, you know, kind of just some copycat stuff, but you know what? Pretty solid, and when you're as kind of deep into this as I am, and I'm sure a lot of others are, you kind of seek out these bands that still scratch the itch but aren't necessarily reinventing things. This band falls pretty squarely in that category. They have an album. They have like 3 albums total. I was looking it up during the music when I was just playing. And they have an album called When Fires Breed Blood. And the album cover is sick. It looks like total mid-early 90s, like painted, very dark. It's like, looks like an Inquisition cover, like some of those mid-90s Inquisition covers. So pretty cool stuff. Before that was some Illjarn Nidhogg, a nice little ambient break there. That was Daybreak off of Hardanger Vita, and I actually like the second one better. Hardanger Vita Part 2 has more goofy synth ambient. That one's a little more straightforward ambient, but still has some pretty nice transformative, that's not the word I'm looking for, transporting songs. So that was Daybreak. Before that we had some Galhart, I'm sure I'm butchering that. That is a side project from Urfaust, and it's their Celtic folk metal side project. I've always been a fan of that album since it came out. They never really... I think they just put that one out. It seemed like one of those side projects where they had a bunch of stuff that was, you know, either B-sides or, you know, something conceptual that didn't really fit into the main discography. So, I think it came out somewhere between maybe the first and the second Urfaust album. Definitely has some of that, that sound, that, that same sound from the first, from, Geistes Teufel. But, you know, just lots of breaks, lots of, like, you know, interludes that have, like, Celtic sounds, and honestly, like, it's one of those, almost like a neo-folk album, or, you know, some of those experimental albums where, you know, if you are really obsessed with there being, like, songs, quote-unquote, then you're probably not going to enjoy it, but if you just sort of take it for what it is and let it all kind of wash over you, you know, you get sort of, like, occasional bursts of song mixed with, like, lots of interludes and experimental shit, so if you dig that, then you will dig this. So that was, again, Galhart. It's like G-A-U-H-A-H-A-E-R-T. Before that, we had... Okay, this one's going to be a fucking doozy. All right, I'm moving my mic down so I can read this. Okay, so this is one of those LLN-esque bands. I don't actually think that this band was a part of the scene, but they came out in the mid-2000s and just put out, I don't know, like 2 EPs. It's Troch Crevice Satan Shrokre. It's one of those, again, LLN, you know, their own language, French. Not French. I mean, they're from France, but they're writing in this, like, fantastical language. So, as is becoming a semi-tradition on my show already, this is maybe a good time for me to plug that I post all of these as replays onto a blog, and so you know, I will not, if you want to actually know what these bands are and you want to like go back and listen to them and listen to the full albums, you can always check the blog after. So it's at throughthemoonlessnight.blogspot.com, where I kind of give a little spiel on what I played and, yeah, list everything out. So that was, I'm not even going to say the band again, but that's that band, that LLN adjacent French black metal experimental weird black noise stuff from the mid-2000s. And then before that, we had Sanity's Dawn. So now moving into some more weird stuff, we've got Nogbold's Palace. This is some German goth